Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
We're coming to you live from WRBG Radio. Tonight we got a special speaker for you. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment.
Hey, man, they ready for you, bro. Yeah, they ready? Everybody in there?
Attention, all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say march, we say step, rip, and come for the devil. You can see death in line, you got nine, what you saw. Yes, the queen, yes, the people, yes, the savior. What if you don't know your culture, come and let me activate. Just circulate the black dollar, keep the black dot of black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down. See that jive that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't harder to see. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by any means necessary. Synthelastic, we know Mega showed us that we're royalty. And garment sacks of bread and bars are both to set us free. When I march, what they step up and come to the death. We gon' see you pass the lies, you got lies. They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the death. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people, you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
It was the question many of President Bush's critics had been waiting to hear for weeks.
On Iraq, the so-called Downing Street memo from July 2002 says intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy of removing Saddam through military action.
The memo says that the head of British intelligence told the British government that President Bush saw a war against Saddam as inevitable and that intelligence in Washington was, quote, being fixed around the policy.
We now have the so-called smoking gun memo from British officials, written in the summer of 2002, detailing the ways in which the Bush administration was planning to manipulate intelligence to create a culture of fear around weapons of mass destruction in Iraq to justify a war.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
So-and-so in a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
You can't fool all the people all of the time, but if you fool the right one, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying, cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our heads with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander, see.
I don't believe Bob Marley got his hands off. 31 years ago, I would've been a panther. They killed you because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't want no computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I say we all rush the Pentagon, pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God. Out of ignorance and fear, it's God made man. And why the hell would he put us here? I thought he supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership, flipping position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Point your TV screen, telling lies to your vision. Every channel got the brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs claiming that they earned shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedier? Big corporations, the pigs or the media? Sign of the times, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. It's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it it probably with the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe all Marty died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would've been a panther. They killed Huey cause they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news, propaganda. I don't believe all Marty died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would've been a panther. You killed Huey cause you knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news, motherfucking propaganda.
Some of you with your dreadlocks.
you're ready to vote. Some of you with an African name as long as North Avenue, you're ready to vote, trying to decide which cracker you're going to vote for. And it's not even the popular vote that determines who the president is going to be. It's the Electoral College vote that determines who the president is going to be. And you're going to go behind a glorified shower curtain pulling a lever, trying to decide which one of these suckers you're going to vote for. It's impossible to defend black law and not break white law. Impossible to defend white law and not break black law. The two are diametrically opposed, 180 degrees different from each other. You cannot seek freedom and independence for black people and talk integration talk with white folks. You cannot talk out of both sides of your mouth. It's impossible to do that. You cannot say we must get away from the color game and the skin game when you are black and your color and your melanin is what marks you and hooks you with the universe and links you with the spiritual, divine, universal, and cosmological order of things. You cannot say we must get away from that and say that you are defending divine law and defending black law. We, brothers and sisters, must understand the very nature in which God has created us. We are righteous by nature. We are other than righteous by circumstance. It is 400 years in specific and 6,000 years in general under the white man that has put us in this condition. 400 years in specific and 6,000 years in general that causes us to break black law today. You can't say you're defending black law when you will eat anything, put anything in your body, eat whatever you saw the peckerwood eat. Ham hocks might be good for the white man. Pork chops and pig feet might be good for the white man. A whole lot of meat might be good for the white man. But it's not good for your delicate system. You cannot.
Holler if you hear me. Yeah. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the snatching heart, the jacking muscle. And the punk police can't fake me a minute. You can ask me some safety. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking at the problem, I'm but not scared up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. So my brothers on the block better take black, black. And accept no substitutes. I bring truth to the youth, set a roof on my whole suit. Oh no, I'm on the turn the other cheek. In case you can't see it, won't be turn the other week. But now we got him in the smash, flash. I'm over the last to the pro, get no cash. Until then, raise up to my young black man.
Wants to pay reparations. The Jews received over $100 billion in reparations and gets $4 billion annually. A Holocaust museum was set up for them on this soil for over $200 million and they get $21 million annually just for operating expenses. But the Catholic Church, the Pope, the Jews, the Arabs, white people in general, no one wants to pay reparations to these, the sons and daughters of Africa. So I speak to them. I don't speak to the family of those two Jews. There are too many of us for me to speak to them.
There are Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
Yes, sir.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir.
This is American democracy.
Yes,
and those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that a democracy is not hypocrisy,
I got troublesome heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than race has done in recent years.
I live about my DNA.
This
is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, but DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, beaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a dollar, rock, wearing sandals, yoga on the Monday, stretching to the banner, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own, I don't camera stakes, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, motherfucker, I got winners on the way, you ain't shit without a buddy on your belt, you ain't shit without a ticket on your plate, you ain't sick enough to put it on yourself, you ain't rich enough to hit the light of day, tell me when this shit gonna be my fate, gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate, peace to the world, let it rotate, sex, money, murder, ideas.
Black power, black power, black power to all of our listeners. You called in here tonight. You are live with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. This is our nightly radio broadcast, day 459, live with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Khatib Sadiq. Tonight, it is as it has been for almost 100 days now. It's the people versus the state. Psychological warfare and the rise of the warrior class. That's our topic tonight. The psychological warfare, the mental warfare, the lie and the rise of the warrior class. All those freedom fighters, we send you a black power salute to everybody listening, all of our callers on the continent, everybody around the world, here in the belly of the beast. You're live on these truth hours, and we can't interrupt your daily bullshit. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to go live right here tonight. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense by visiting our national website, mbpp.org, and you can send a donation our way. Send them black dollars. You can do it through Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. And to everybody who has been tuning in, everybody whose eyes are open wide, have seen the psychological operations, the lies and the disinformation and misinformation that have been spread about our national chairwoman, the lies and scandal and defamation. Our national chairwoman, this platform, what people don't understand is we have allies and strong supporters, and many have reached out in support of our chairwoman in this formation. One of those brothers is OC the Great, who runs a great program on YouTube, a live stream tonight. After this broadcast, you can catch our national chairwoman and myself as well live on OC the Great TV. Subscribe to the brother's channel right now. Go to YouTube, OC the Great TV, and you will catch the live stream as we address all of these issues right after this broadcast, 9 p.m. Central Time. So with that being said, I want to get a sound check and welcome our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, to the broadcast. Can you hear us, comrade?
Black Power, can you hear me?
Black Power, I can hear you.
All right, all right. Am I coming in clear? Last night.
Real clear. Sound is perfect.
Last night, well, first, let me back up. Black Power to everyone that's listening to tonight's broadcast. Black Power to everyone that has been supporting myself and the new Black Panther Party formation. Under these last few months, there's been an onslaught of malicious, defamatory, false information campaigns that has been launched against myself and the new Black Panther Party under my formation. The ironic part about it is the people that are launching these attacks are brothers. It initially started with this guy by the name of Taharka Bay, who operates a YouTube from his basement in Baltimore, Maryland, a little twerp of a dude who uses his whole YouTube channel to attack the black movement. This brother has had it out for me ever since I came onto his broadcast a few months ago when he was doing the slam campaign on Dr. Ali Muhammad, and he wanted me to come and answer questions that he needed to be asking Dr. Ali. I told him on that broadcast, anything that he wants to ask Dr. Ali, he needs to ask him himself. Whatever he wanted to know about me, I was there to talk about it. The brother went and had a temper tantrum, a hissy fit, and hung me up, kicked me off his YouTube show. I'm like, all right, well, fuck you then. You know what I'm saying? Then he starts texting me, and people start texting me, asking me to get back on. Now, prior to me going on to his show that particular night, it had been brought to my attention that he had a pretty nasty rap sheet. He had over 11 domestic violence charges and 3 child abuse charges. Had I known this, I would have never, ever been on the Brothers program ever. I was initially came onto his program being given a report of what happened with us in Lafayette, Louisiana. When we were attacked by Talib Atundi after we had a formation in Lafayette, Louisiana to defend and call for justice for Trayvon Pellerin, who had been shot in the back 10 times by the pigs. We had had several demonstrations leading up to that particular demonstration in Lafayette in which NFAC came out. There was an incident that occurred in which some concussion grenades were fired and a brother was arrested. When those concussion grenades had been fired, it was after that day, earlier that day in the park, that we had ran off the Cajun militia who had aggressively approached the community. Prior to that particular demonstration, at one of the demonstrations that we did at the governor's mansion, the Cajun militia had been out and pointed rifles towards the protesters, and the new Black Panther Party put up an armed defense line defending the people who came to protest, demanding justice for Trayvon Pellerin and Ronald Green. So there was a hostile environment that was already in place with these rednecks with the Cajun militia. They came into that park in Lafayette prior to NFAC coming around. And we pushed the militia back, the Panthers, along with the people of Lafayette. After the concussion grenades were fired, way after the situation was quasi died down, NFAC came in, and there was a lot of booing that came from the crowd once they came in, you know, for multiple reasons, in particular because they were trying to bring up to speak someone who was not well-respected in the black community, in which the community of Lafayette had labeled a coon. With that being said, you know, we were in solidarity with the people. You know, we stood with the people, and we still stand with the people. After this incident took place, this dude, the Talib Atundi, came out the blue attacking our formation, making jabs at myself. We were later to find out that Talib Atundi had a sordid history with dealing with women as well. He had put out a video masturbating to a sister in a sexual harassment type of capacity when he and the sister were getting into a verbal altercation by text, he had sent that video. It came under our attention that video that he sent her was a part of a series of videos, 6 to 8 videos, I believe it was 6 videos, in which Taliba Tuni had an OnlyFans page just jacking off. 6 different videos jacking off. This man claims to be the leader of a formation in which he called the Fran Hampton Gun Club. We in the New Black Panther Party have been in alliance with Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. for years. We became aware that Chairman Fred had an issue with his brother using his father's name for the gun club. Not only was he using the name, but also he was not representative of the moral or high standard of the late, great, honorable Chairman Fred, as he has these perverted videos out for the world to see. That began a conversation that started with Babu Amawali and myself, as he wanted me to, our formation, to attend a demonstration they were having in November of 2020, in which we were made aware that Talib and AJ, AJ is a brother that we kicked out of our formation in 2018 for abandoning the comrades in the field, as we had confirmed the lynching of Willie Jones Jr. A few of us had been detained by the police, and instead of coming to our aid or finding out what was taking place, AJ Frazier, burnt off like a chicken head coward, went back to Atlanta and left the Conrad National Chief of Staff in the field in Mississippi. He was brought to a hearing in front of the New Black Panther Party, and AJ Frazier was expelled. AJ Frazier, Taliba Tunde, a buddy buddy. AJ Frazier, Taliba Tunde, Babu Amawali, a buddy buddy. Once we were aware of this situation, that they were going to be in attendance, we made Babu Amawali know that we would not be attending his march in November in Dallas. Fast forward, there was the word came out that there was going to be a formation taking place in Tulsa. Quite honestly, our formation had no intention on attending the Tulsa maneuver, but we were asked by one of the other comrades with the Southern region that we should be in attendance. Also, some of our comrades in Dallas wanted to attend, so I reached out to Babu Amawali and asked him, did he think it would be wise, or would there be any issue with our formation attending? The brother said no. Wouldn't be a problem. In fact, he called me back the next day asking myself to speak at the rally that they were going to have that Sunday. After I looked at the itinerary, I reached back out to the brother and asked him, could I speak at the reparations forum that they were doing that Saturday, because reparations is something that I've been fighting for since 1993. The brother got a bit upset about that. He was saying that he got me to slot on Sunday, and, you know, I'm like, well, there's no reason to get upset about it. You know, we just wanted to speak at something that I was very passionate about. Fast forward, we moved past that. Babu Amawali was invited to come on to this broadcast Saturday before last, which would have been the Saturday before the Tulsa demonstration. He came, he talked to him, he agreed an hour before the show. He called and said he couldn't do it because Taliba Tunde and AJ said they would back out from participating in the march if he came on our show. Went on, we changed the subject matter of the show. We went on, had our show. I reached out to Babu directly after that show to get more clarity into, you know, what was going on. He then informed me that there could be the possibility of violence because if we attended the march, that AJ and Talib or Tunde had threatened that they would surround us with guns and wouldn't be good. I said, so you going to go with that? You know what I'm saying? You agree and you're in alliance with that? He said that he could not miss having the 200 or so people that he claimed they were going to bring, which of course they didn't. In our formation, I made it be known that the brother had sided with these brothers that made the threat and that we will still be coming to Tulsa. Now, mind you, the people of Tulsa had many events going on. Not at one point, at any time, did we threaten to sabotage their march, but I did make it known that threats have been made towards me and our formation if we were to attend. The next day, Babu Amawadi does a Facebook video live where he made direct threats towards me, talking about he would beat the fuck out of me and slap the shit out of me. Well, he got me fucked up. He said, fuck me and my formation. But even with that, we still went to Tulsa. We're not afraid of them Negroes, and we didn't go in the capacity to disrupt anybody. We went to honor the ancestors and to stand in solidarity with the comrades of the southern region that invited us to stand with them, and we did that. Just like in Lafayette, we were in the community with the people, in the park with the people. When these brothers and sisters marched through on their march, we black powered them, and that was that. We did make very stern criticism of the fact that they were being escorted and marched in by the police. And we saw videos after the march that showed them being dictated to or told where they couldn't go and such and such by the police, and we're very critical of that. And we remain critical of that. You do not need to get permission from the police, the city, the government, or anyone to stand up and do a Second Amendment formation, to have a demonstration, to do a march. We've had many marches across the country on the cause for justice. Not one time have we ever called the police to escort us. Not one time have we ever participated when there was a police escort. There have been a few maneuvers that we've been to, and we saw that they were being escorted or facilitated by the police, and we kept our distance, monitored the situation, and that's the fact. We will not and will never be in alliance, receive permission, or collaborate with the police in any shape, form, or fashion. That's just the fact. Now, I went on to Chairman Fred Hampton Jr.'s broadcast last Wednesday, stated these details, and for the last 2 days, yesterday and the day before that, some of these brothers that went on to Hawker Bay show, it started with Amun in Houston, who had a small group called Anubis, and a brother named Yokanon. We became aware of it when Malik Sulu Shabazz put up a post that these brothers would be going on to Hawker Bay show to represent them. All right. Amun goes on lying. Yokanon goes on lying. The ironic part is Amun, Yokanon, Babu, AJ were all up under me, up under our formation. AJ was kicked out in 2018 for abandoning his post. Yokanon was kicked out in 2014 for trying to stage a coup. And in 2016, Amun was kicked out for trying to stage a coup. So these are brothers who came into the ranks, wanted to be validated, and tried to cause disruption on a post, and they were kicked out of our party. So now all of these people who have been kicked out, you formed them a little posse, and out doing a campaign trying to talk down on me. Babu was under my formation. Let's just keep it real. Babu went on to start the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, and that's what he does. So for them to get on and try to validate threats that were being made, to try to bro code some unrighteous activity. Yeah, I'm going to speak up on it. Fuck y'all think we are? Who the hell you think we are? I'm getting calls from sisters who said that they had many issues, but they've been afraid to speak out. Well, I'm going to speak out for those sisters who have been mistreated. I'm going to speak out for those sisters who have been treated unfairly. I'm going to speak out against the sexism and the misogyny that goes on in this movement. You're fucking right. And you attack our formation? Why haven't you brothers been so adamant against all these police murders that's been going on? Where have you been? Some of you, AJ in particular, is so goddamn scary. So damn scary that you bailed out when we were detained by the police. So that's been the deal. These brothers have been on the campaign. So we spoke about it on this show. As the Conrad said, we've been invited to go on a few shows. We've been on a few shows. I just seen something that somebody just sent me. We've been on a few shows, invited on a few shows to speak out about what's been going on. Brother Critical invited me last night to come on his program. It was crazy, the technical difficulty. I could not get into his show through the Facebook on his live. Then I tried to go on my live. I eventually wound up calling in. So them fucking people are interfering with the signal. Now, let me be clear. I've never done a live before, so it did take me a few minutes to figure out how to connect. But once I tried to connect, there was a problem on my end as well as the brother's end. So it was a collaboration of issues. I spoke with the brother, and he's going to have me on his program on Tuesday, I believe. Yes, I'm almost certain on Tuesday. We're going to redo the Critical show. But tonight, we're going to do the OC The Great broadcast on YouTube at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. It will be a live YouTube. You will hear from myself and a few comrades and allies as we get down to the truth of the matter. Then on tomorrow night, the New Black Panther Party, on the New Black Panther Party channel at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we will do our own YouTube broadcast. We have been attacked. There are those who were saying, oh, just ignore it. No, we're not going to ignore it. We will defend ourselves. I will defend myself as well as my formation, as well as defend righteous principles. It's very dangerous when people keep setting the precedent of brothers and sisters with guns being paraded with the escort of the police. There's a slap in the face. You do not need permission. You do not need a permit to stand for your people. Now, perhaps these brothers out of their own mouth have said, and some of them said that they're not revolutionaries. Well, as revolutionaries, we speak out against this and have an issue with it. So with that being said, I know a lot of time has been taken up over these last few weeks dealing with this, but hell, we got to fight the niggerism as well as the crackerism that's going on. Unfortunately, this is how neo-colonialist coups are able to keep Africa destabilized and do the work of colonialists. Unfortunately, this is how the black movement has been stifled due to people collaborating with the state. Why do you think Biden was so cocky to come in after that demonstration and 2 days later to say reparations is not something that he would fight for? Hell, they see you already working with the police and are working with the state, who's going to take you serious in your demand for reparations? You have a reparations event and 5 or 6 people are there. Who's going to take you serious for that? You have brothers attacking sisters, threatening. How can you be taken serious as a black nation? How can we be taken serious as a black nation when we allow for this to happen? Well, on our watch, we will defend our people and believe this. We are the people too, and we definitely will defend ourselves. Black power.
Black power, black power, black power. Man, it's good to be on the side of the truth. I tell you that much. Everything that was said by our national chairwoman is the principal truth. And that's why ain't no threats came from this side, because we ain't got to make none. Because we got the truth. And the truth is, these are attacks. You know what, chairwoman? I don't feel like there's any time being taken up. I don't think we even can look at it like that, because I think it's a great time for us to understand psychological warfare, for us to understand government operations, for us to understand state operations, right? We've been very clear, as it was stated last night, right? Because, see, when you're dealing with a bunch of liars, you got to make sure you tell the truth straight down to the goddamn, you know, letter truth, right? Because, see, they like to go back and try to dissect and pull out like the white man. So let's be clear, right? We're not saying that any of these brothers have any rank in any police formation. That's not what we're saying. Well, what we will say is Babu Amawale allowed for a police, a verified pig, to join the ranks. His ranks. You see? Look at the deed.
That's
look
right,
at the
I
activity.
About that.
Right? Right? You know?
That's right, I forgot about
and when
that.
We look
let me get on that. I apologize. Yeah, so we have some very beautiful comrades of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club who had been doing demonstrations with us, and we've been doing demonstrations with them for years, standing for justice. Pamela Turner's case, Woody Jones Jr. case, the lynching case in which when AJ abandoned us, we defended a group against the Klan in Houston. Several community patrols. We've been in solidarity with these comrades, Brother Matreo, Brother Sean, Brother Judas, Patricia. So we never had no issue in Houston. And it became to my attention a few months ago by Sister Patricia that Babu was trying to make them allow until they moved from Houston to Virginia, Patricia and Matreo, and started a Huey P. Newton Gun Club in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, be specific. It was brought to my attention that Babu was trying to have them appoint, allow into their chapter someone who was a police officer, a PD. It also came to my attention that this particular cop had been had attempted to join our formation, and that I rejected him. And that was in 2018. I went back and pulled his name and found his application. And in fact, he had law enforcement on their application. I immediately rejected his application. So this Brother Babu goes on a campaign attacking Sister Patricia and Brother Matreo because they refused to allow a pig into their formation. Since then, our beautiful comrades made the determination that they would no longer be a part of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, and we welcomed them into the ranks of the New Black Panther Party under our formation. And they are very much allies. So if you see the picture that's going on here, you have those who refuse to work with the police and work with the state, and those who see no problem with it, and herein lies the problem. You have those who uphold principles and morals as freedom fighters, operate in the spirit of righteousness, who fight against the corruption of the state and the government and police. So here is the situation that we're dealing with. So I just wanted to add that into the whole context of what was going on. And there you go, Brother Catcher. You can take it from there, Black Power.
Black Power. Yeah, I had to bring it up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to interrupt you when you was going in the beginning because, again, you know, everything that's being said is so highly critical and so important, you know, because we got to look at this, family, all the comrades. Look at this. You know, we got to get out of that weak-ass mentality that for somehow we carried on, and I believe it's an aspect of post-traumatic slave syndrome. I do. I believe it is a slave mentality to be attacked by our own people and then to push it under the rug because they're our people. If we think like that, then we just say, God damn, you know, the counterintelligence program that was launched on those political prisoners who still sit behind bars in the concentration camps of America, right? Right? Then we just say, God damn, Marcus Garvey and the sabotage of the Black Star Line and William O'Neill, you know, and his dirty black ass setting up Fred Hampton and Mark Clark, right? But we call ourselves revolutionaries, and if we're not examining the history of how all of this goes down, it's psychological warfare. It's a psyop. These attacks are the same, are in the same league. Smell like and feel the same as when the white man attacks using his propaganda and psychological operation. What we're saying in the bottom line is that when Negroes, black folks, Africans go after Africans, not just the everyday run on the go Joe, but we're talking about freedom fighters. We're talking about those who have sacrificed and know what it takes and know what is necessary. Those who know what it means to define, to develop, and to defend, right? And so as we have defined what it means to be in the new Black Panther Party under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, this formation, our National Central Committee, this is the standard and principle for what it means to be a militant in a militant struggle for the liberation of our people here in America and around the world. No doubt about it. And the proof is in the deed and the work. We have developed through years of constant training. Hell, when you train all the time, you can only get better. But we don't stop there. We're not a club. We're not a crew. We're not a group. We ain't no damn Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We take that training, and we get onto the battlefield. Shout out to the new Black Panther Party. Shout out to all of our comrades, Black Power. We take the training to the battlefield, right? And then we defend. Do we ever defend, right? Defending the tortured soul of black men and black women who have been slain. And a white man does not stop at just murdering us. He continues by defaming, discrediting, and disrupting the function of the families who have lost their loved ones by spreading lies about the life that was lived and that would have continued on if it wasn't for the wicked-ass pigs in this country. So that's why we say, how dare, in fact, could anybody who is claiming to be a freedom fighter have the pigs marching them down the same streets that their families, talking about the secret fraternity and order and fraternal orders of the police department, of the pig, of the state Gestapo, the local military of the white man. How dare you march with the pigs up and down the streets of an area in the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where an economic district was savagely and brutally destroyed, where fire bombs were dropped, where rifles and pistols and blades and all of that were used to kill black people, and businesses were burnt down, and generational wealth was forever destroyed in this area and areas around this nation, and you march with the pig. When we look at the psychological warfare in this, the aspects of psychological warfare, we see clear that the state works to develop a mentality where they want to drive a wedge. They want to put a class struggle, a class system, a caste system in the heart of the liberation movement. And we cannot allow for that to happen. Trying to draw a line, and it is being drawn naturally by itself. And the length of that line is being pushed by those who continue to go against revolutionary principles. We can't talk about warfare and not understand the principles of war, not understand the art of war, not understand the codes of conduct, not understand the rules of engagement. Well, one of the rules of engagement is we ever, never, ever, ever work with the goddamn pig. That's one of them. We do not allow pigs in our formation. That's another one of them. This should be basic comprehended knowledge, basic knowledge, basic day one political education. But when we look at the deeds of these individuals, we see a total, a purposeful and a blatant going against that, going against the 13 points of attention, going against the three main rules, going against the codes of conduct in the way of a panther, and going against every damn thing. Throwing everything out of the way. Let anybody in the formation. Here you have a brother and brothers who have consistently shown through their deed that they are in a total disregard for anything that looks like what freedom fighting is. And when the real images are shown, even so much so, we say then if there is so much of a problem with the way that we conduct ourselves on that side, on the side that is making the threat, on the side that is making the, that's pushing the psychological warfare efforts of the state, on the side where there is defamation and disinformation and misinformation we have, then if our conduct is so out of the way, why do you Negroes continue to use our images and use our liking and use our nature through the images to promote your own formation? Which is in the same line of what Sister Crystal said, how can you then run your mouth about any kind of professional warrior ethic when you, like all of the disgruntledness shows, you were in this. You were in under this national or under this formation at one point. And then we say this, it is because these Negroes, they did not want to answer up for what they had done. It goes to Malik Zulu Shabazz too, who abandoned his post on a conference call October 6th in 2013. He abandoned his post, and then got on a radio broadcast and declared martial law on the party, trying to rig an election, trying to put in place those who are already in place. That is against the revolutionary principles of a revolutionary, a democratic or socialist or any government sovereign principles. It's against it. And the new Black Panther Party didn't stand for it. There was a real election. There was a real national summit call. And the national chairwoman was voted in by the revolutionary principles of how things should be done. And years before that, the new Black Panther Party fought with the corrupt leadership of Malik Zulu Shabazz. So we have to look at it. Now this brother is coming out and has been spreading lies that he did not abandon his post, doesn't want to tell the truth about being an AWOL soldier by abandoning the comrades for what? Calling himself the attorney general and all of these titles. One brother wants to be the attorney general. Next brother wants to be a general. Everybody wants to be a general. Where does this come from? Ego. It is ego. And it is worse because it's a bunch of brothers that have all came there. I got a little bro crew, all of them, who have bound themselves together to try to create some type of front and have even used direct threats, as has been mentioned on this broadcast. And we will continue to say it because it is true. Babu Amawale said that he would beat the fuck out of our national chairwoman, right? And like anybody, any wise man or woman in their right mind would respond, nigga, we wish you would. That is not threatening. That is somebody who's being attacked. This is our sister, right? So when we stand up and we say, nigga, we wish you would, that's not a threat. When we say you couldn't dream of a day where you would have comrades in this formation allow for anything to happen to our chairwoman or anybody in this formation. See, y'all don't understand camaraderie. Y'all don't understand the revolutionary principles. Y'all don't have no screening process. Don't put that on us. Don't test us as if we're not going to stand up, as if there will be no blowback. And then if you feel in your heart, whether you are in this formation or otherwise, that what we are doing, that the way we are approaching this is not principled, there's always the front and the back damn door. Everybody in this formation and in formations where you have openly spoke, if you have not, many, the majority of those who we know are real have spoken out, have reached out. But we're talking about those who are acting as if you live under a rock and we have heard nothing from you or seen no defense from you. And we speak to even the masses of black people who know the struggle and the effort that have been put forth by the new Black Panther Party in this formation. It is always the time when our leaders are attacked. It is always the time when we seem to vanish. But when the work is being done, when there are great actions and deeds being done, everybody loves the new Black Panther Party. Everybody is happy and celebrative. I gotta keep it real. Because when we examine history, we see this. Malcolm shouldn't have been left on his own. Khaled shouldn't have been taken out like that. Martin should have been taken out like that. Nobody should have been able to get next to Marcus Garvey. Nobody should have been able to defame and go on the campaign that they did on Fred Hampton and then use this great brother's name and defame it. It shouldn't be allowed. Some of you brothers have known Sister Crystal for decades. And you act as if you live under a rock right now. And if you are straddling on the fence, pick a goddamn side, because a side must be picked. There is no third party. It is the people and it's the state. There is no third party. There's no in-between. There's no one day I'm with the people and the next day I'm being a nigga. I'm halfway nigga and halfway woke. Hell no. Either you are for the people or you with the state. Right? Pay attention very carefully to our words. And do not misconstrue our words. Do not put lies in our mouth. Don't try to dissect this and spin it and turn it some type of way that you want to turn it. Because we're being very clear on what we're saying. These kind of revolutionary activities are psychological operations that make it possible for the state to come in and do what it will when it wants. And how it wants. And it has happened time and time again. So Kendall, nobody can get on here and talk about history and use the ancestors to try to make it seem like we're doing something wrong. Hell no. Because if Huey, if they knew what the fuck the government was doing, if Marcus and them knew what the fuck them niggas was doing, they would have dealt with them. But they didn't know. And we know. So stop the bullshit. Do not use the ancestors and try to stand them up against us. It's not going to work. Every time you call into here, we're giving praise to the ancestors because we know how this goes. We know how this goes. We seen it all coming from a mile away. We seen everybody lining up and picking and choosing a side. Now is the proven time and the proven point. Some of you have been in the ranks. And for whatever reason, it doesn't matter the reason. We're not saying that for whatever reason, right? You have fallen back. Now's the time to step up. Again, I say some of you brothers and sisters have known our chairwoman for years. And I've known brothers and sisters in this formation for years. Now it's time to stand up. The masses of black people who we struggle and strive and fight for. Let this be a lesson that we do not allow for history to rejuvenate and repeat itself. We must stand on a principled defensive front for our leadership, for our national chairwoman, in defense of all the lies, right? In defense of all the misinformation, the scandalizing, the defamation, and the trying to badjack it and take away the respectability that is a, you know, see, these Negroes have chosen their name, not based on, you know, no great work, right? They do not have the profile. They do not have the years of extensive work, right? Anybody can train. Hell, crackers train all the damn time. But a cracker is a scary-ass damn devil and a coward. We don't give a damn what they have, right? Train all you goddamn want. But who is taking the on-the-ground action? Who is on the front line all the goddamn time? Who is always there? Who is always there? And when you look at that and you see the deed of this formation and then you see the deed of these Negroes, then you're able to clearly identify and say, something ain't right here. Something smells like pork. Something don't look right. That's what we're saying. When niggas act like this, then we're now able to, we have the right to not only defend ourselves, but we have the right to express the nature of these attacks. So don't get uptight about it. If you wasn't being a nigga, we wouldn't even have this conversation. If you were staying on revolutionary principles, we wouldn't even have to go this route. But in fact, we do, because you don't. It has to be understood. It's not some game. We're not playing. So why are people continuing to play with us? We take this very seriously. But it seems that constantly, time and time again, and we will do this because it's necessary. You will not find a nation on this planet. See, niggas, we better start taking ourselves seriously as a nation. It's an issue to allow for Negroes to continue to attack us in our communities. It must be said. It must be dealt with. Stop pushing this shit under the rug. Black pigs kill black folks just like white pigs kill black folks. Black politicians lie and deceive, trick and trade and prostitute our faith into the socioeconomic system of America just like the white ones and all the other ones in between. There are black people in our family, our people, our own blood who torture and molest and pervert the children. We sweep it under the rug. And then our children grow up to be perverted and twisted. It's all the same thing to allow for our own people to bring us worse or down to a level because they have not discovered their self-development, because they don't move on principles of an upright and righteous nature. That is not okay because they are our brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter. It is an attack all the same. We're just simply trying to get our people to understand that our friend is not our enemy and our enemy is not our friend, regardless of what ethnicity or what language or where they come from. It may come right from up under your bed. It wouldn't make a difference. It is somebody who is not interested in seeing the liberation of black people. And still we are principled. And still in our defense, we in the best way that we can, because we are people who have feelings. And in the best way that we can, we don't operate off emotion in the best way that we can, but this is not non-emotional. This is not non-personal. It's very personal, and it is very emotional because it is a direct attack. And it is an attack on this platform. There's an attack on the families who this platform defends. And you can tell us from all of that that we don't take a principled defensive stance. So it is even in us being attacked that you see a difference in the way that we approach the attack. There is a clear contradiction between these Negroes and the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And today is here. We, new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we know who we're talking about. What has been revealed and has been publicly put out about those who have turned back disgruntled, given a cold shoulder to the movement, and have not tried to gain the hearts and minds of the people, but to call out through a highway robbery and steal the minds and the hearts of the people. That is a psychological warfare. Another word for psychological warfare is hearts and minds. That is clearly understood in every military structure in the world. And you will not find a leader who is not protected by the military, who is not protected by the people whom they represent or the chain of command or the platoon or the unit or the whoever, the militia or the military, you will not find it. When you find that, what you find is that in the steps of it, in the footprints of it, there was some niggas and some crackers who came in and spread defamation, who came in and took the credibility, who came in and took the resources, and who put a puppet regime. And that puppet regime came from a coup. Disgruntled niggas who tried to cause dissension in the proud and honorable ranks of this formation. You have failed. It ain't gonna happen. They're trying as they might, but it's not gonna happen. The blowback is so powerful. The support is so strong that we can even see clearly that they realize that ain't gonna happen. Every action will be taken that is necessary to be taken to bring an end to this damn defamation. No, it will not continue. This will not continue. This is one of them things that ain't going to continue to repeat itself. So it's the end of this. Time to use the same tactics that have been used before. And it only looks different because of the damn technology. But don't get it twisted. The same way as they mail falsified letters and documentation to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is the same way that A.J. Frazier was going around with falsified documentation of our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. I'm telling her, man, don't talk to us about no damn 60s and 70s when you do not see that it's happening today. It is stupid. You will be preaching to the damn choir. And we're singing, we're swinging. It's done. We stick with the truth. And of course, if we are ever attacked physically, we gonna swing in self-defense. But we have not offended on anybody. All the offenses are coming from these individuals. That's the truth. We have not openly offended on anybody. We have not spread any rumors. Everything that we have said is documented, proof, and truth. They know it. We know it. Hell, the people know it. And those who don't know it, we find, of course, that in our people, you're going to have some niggas that just don't care. They ignorant. They live for this type of, you know, entertainment, if you want to call it that. You know, for basement rap, water rap Negroes like Taharka Bay, right? So we find, like, with the listening audience of Taharka Bay, which is very small, mind you, which is very small, we find that this very small that this listening audience that means nothing. They have no power to determine anything. These are all people who feed off that same black vampire energy, trying to suck the life out of those who reach a certain level of self-determination, right? Like they say, the crab in the barrel type niggas. These are these type niggas, you see? So we find that in that, with this, you know, rat, you know, we don't care about that. You know, that is the, but it's the principle of it. It is defamation. You have some who come across these videos, they may not be in any of these demographics, may not know what the hell is going on. And hearing this man slander good black people, I mean, they couldn't even wait. I thought about it. It probably sat in their heart, but they knew, you know, man, we've been through so much, so much. Just in these last few months. And niggas couldn't wait. Right? Y'all don't understand it. And it has to be understood. The shit that is happening to us outside of this is traumatizing. You know, heartbreaking, soul shattering, the things that we go through. And then we still continue to push on. And that's just everyday average black folk, you know, that may or may not have a certain level of what we call political education, right? Now, to have people who not only have this certain level, but then take that and make it beneficial to the people to be attacked, that's a whole nother level of stress. And then to come and defend it, principle. I'm proud when the comrades stand up in defense. We're proud of that. We should be, because it shows integrity. And what the hell is the people with no integrity? We don't got no damn integrity in our community. Many times, there's no damn integrity, right? Because we live in a lawless nation, right? Discipline, order, balance, all of these things. See, some of that shit, We have that in us, but it takes time to develop. And to be given those principles on a platform as powerful as this, right? It takes time to develop, right? We see the development of black people, black men and black women who come into the new Black Panther Party in this formation, right? And become, you know, stellar revolutionaries, you know, who carry out great missions, who are honest and humble in their work. Y'all think we're going to stand by? And then on top of that, see, you niggas wish that you had the ability to be able to have a leadership quality that extends multiple generations. I'm 28 years old. We got brothers and sisters in the party younger than that. You know, we're not going to examine or pluck out anybody else in these formations because, you know, those that don't have nothing to do with this. But what we will say is put the damn dirty glass next to the clean glass and look and see what you find, right? You have a sister like our chairwoman who's able to reach and a mass, even inside the masses of the people, these certain, you know, demographics where most of our people won't go. But even it's magnetic in a way, right? Because many of us come, the majority of us are right on the front line, recruited right in the battlefield. You see, that's a aspect of the art of war is leadership. Now, when you look at it, look at the difference. Now, what does their leadership show? This is why they got so much drama, so much mess. You got, you know, the sisters who don't want to come out speaking out. You got the brothers who tired of the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And this has been going on for years. When you look at their leadership qualities, they don't exist. So this is why everybody just runs them up. Everybody do what the fuck they want to do. There is no screening process. You know, when you look at, that's why they march with the pig, because there's no way that anybody in this formation would be down with that, right? And now here's the thing. Not only did they do it, nobody in the formations or groups, you know, who were there marching with them said, oh, no, this ain't cool. If they did say it wasn't cool, they weren't there, right? So we wouldn't have seen them anyway. But for those who, and again, that comes from the misinformation and disinformation. For somebody who haven't reached a certain level of political education, there's no attack on anybody. We're trying to raise the contradiction. So we can see somebody who haven't reached a certain level, you know, they may not know, but goddamn, you know what I'm saying, Conrad? Like, shit, we all come from the hood. We don't fucking trust the pig. That should be common knowledge with or without the revolutionary or the political education. I'm just saying. But we got to understand everybody's not the same, right? We get that. But for some people who know, you didn't say, look, yo, we ain't marching with no pig. You know, for those that speak so highly who haven't said nothing at all since this happened, you're not, you know, come on. Y'all been knowing this system for decades, and you side with this clown to lead. He's
come
a
on,
fucking
man.
Clown.
Yeah, just, you know,
come
just
on.
Real talk. Take the Panther stuff off. Take the patches off. Take the
just
disc
real.
Cubby.
Yeah, that's
take
what I'm saying.
Just
real shit.
Person.
Real
we don't
shit.
Fuck with
that's what
come
I'm
on.
Saying.
And then look at her. I'm going to just say this just once again. AJ, Amon, Yokanon, Babu. Y'all was all up on just on my formation. If I was such a problem, why did y'all fall up under my formation? In fact, Babu, you was there when we had the situation with Malik. And now, fast forward, after all this shit didn't happen, you know what I'm saying? You talking about, oh, I made a mistake. Boy, come on. You have no backbone. You have no honor. Fucking trying to make pigs be with Matrell. Now, what the fuck is wrong with you, homeboy? Going on saying all this crazy shit about me? What the hell are you going through? What the fuck are you doing? AJ, boy, you a coward. Amon, come on. Amon. You fucking fainted just when it was just helping the people. For Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Harvey, just passing out supplies. You spent your whole life killing non-white people for the white man military. That's what you did, Amon. You know nothing about being a freedom fighter. All them years you was out there being a cracker's boy and killing people for the white man, We've been standing up and fighting against the white man. And Yokanon, bro, you fence riding. You been had an animosity towards me. You the one that was said that had a problem with me. You asked me to join me. I didn't ask you. But you came in with the intention of trying to move me out the way. All of you were put out. AJ was put out. Amon was put out, and so was Yokanon. And now they didn't buddy-buddy bro code. Y'all got a whole movement based on hating me, a sister. You fucking imbeciles. What kind of men are you? Because I won't let you stage no coup on us and our formation. Because we would not collaborate with the pigs or the state. You got us fucked up. We are Black Panthers. And then you're going to get on this old coon-ass nigga to Harker. You don't even know this man. He's sitting in the basement. Fucking coward-ass. A posse of cowards.
Not
talking shit about
the don't forget this, Crystal. To Harker Bay, he put the jack-off video of Tlaib up. He exposed. He was putting up the video. So it shows you ain't no honor amongst slime ball. You know?
They don't have no honor. They don't know about honor. They don't know about a code of morale. Who does that? And here we go. We minding our own damn business. You know what I'm saying? Attack of the attack. And y'all niggas still whack. Some folks say, just ignore them. Do the work. We doing the work. But we not going now. I'm not going to ignore no defamation and slander. It's not going to happen. You're not going to. Everybody knows the counterintelligence operation. Discredit. Disrupt. Destroy. The character attacks and defamation is a part of the trying to discredit. You are definitely being disruptive and causing a nuisance on our post. But you would not destroy me or my formation. We are the people of the creator. We doing the creator's work for our ancestors. We are not trying to, how halfway got a permit and I halfway didn't. What the, are you bipolar? What the fuck is you mean you got a half permit? Whoever said some dumbass shit like that? And then when the pigs do it cost y'all, you got people trying to, the only person was trying to stand up, look like it was Ozone. He tell them bring the law. You know what I'm saying? And but y'all had a whole 7-foot lawyer with y'all. A whole 7-foot lawyer with y'all. Malik. I quit, but now I'm back. You back when you selling your book, putting out thousands of dollars, trying to pay people to come be with you. Come on, man.
Oh. That's dirty. That's that payola again.
Come on, man. Every time somebody saying something bad about me, AJ, every time somebody saying something bad, AJ just cash apping them. What kind of trick hole games y'all playing? What kind of niggas is y'all? I can't say men. I can't say kings. I can't say brothers. Y'all doing the cane, a bunch of canes. But anyway, I want to pivot and shout out to all the comrades, the brothers and sisters who have been steadfast and have stood up and have spoken out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that rode with us to Tulsa. Fearless. Warriors. Dedicated. We went to Tulsa to honor our ancestors. That's what we did. And we did. And we collaborated with some other brothers and sisters of the same spirit. Motherfuckers got nothing to go on the show talking about she won't stop talking. Bitch, you can't stop me from talking. The fuck is y'all? Y'all doing shit the cracker don't even do. And this is freaking ridiculous. It's really, really ridiculous. We got a few shows to smash on this. And we got some Black Nation business to address as well. Oh, did y'all think we forgot about what y'all did to Ronald Green and Trayvon Pellerin and Pamela Turner and all these other cases? And what about our reparations and Joe Biden, bitch ass, talking about no reparations? Y'all think we're going to stop dealing with the fucking cracker because they're going to sick they fucking sick dog niggas at us? Sick ass. Just look, they went and put their little old uniforms on and got on front of the computer and got the line and scheming and who and Babu dumbass somehow he used to lay with somebody. Boy, you, bro, that was you so pathetic. You the worst of the worst. Come on. No honor. What kind of man are you? That's the part. You have no honor. Who does that? Is that what you teach your sons to do? Is that what you would teach the brothers to do up under you? I really shame of y'all. That's what's wrong with our black nation now. Too much bitch-ass niggerism. Y'all let these dudes do this dumb shit. This is what goes on, like Captain said, in our community. You got brothers be messing with little young girls. And y'all bro-code that shit. You got brothers be beating on women. Y'all bro-coding that shit. You got brothers won't take care of their families and kids. Y'all bro-coding that shit. Instead of being honorable, men of honor, and checking the bullshit and representing like some of these brothers have done, I must say, I love my comrades in the New Black Panther Party and the other allies, Brother Delta, Brother Critical, Brother O.C. the Great, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Brother Robert Abdul Muhammad, Abdul Ali Muhammad, Brother Kofi. I done heard from all kind of people, some of the different comrades in the street. So a lot of people got a problem with this shit. And the common thing is they say y'all some pussy-ass niggas, what y'all doing? Straight up.
That's the part right there.
Why weren't y'all with us when we was backing down them goddamn pigs when they was trying to draw down on the community Thursday in Baton Rouge? And you want to sit on the Hawk and Bay, little mess-ass show. Little mess-ass dude in the basement.
It's a little basement really? Rat. It's a little
really?
Water
is this
rat.
What, is this what this is? What part of the game is this? We are not supposed to be worried about this fucking bullshit, but it's happening. But we still going to, you know, we got to really raise the bar. But we really got to clean house, for real. We can't, you just can't let this this type of coonanery run them up. Y'all think y'all tough coons with guns and shit? Because that's what you're doing. It's pathetic.
Coons with guns. Then you go
he
to
gonna
a basement
beat the fuck out of me and
show.
Slap the shit out of me. And y'all just, hey, yeah, bro, yeah, yeah. She ain't a woman. She's a general. Y'all fucking dumb.
Ha!
Fuck. Who does that? I ain't never seen niggas like this in my whole life. I ain't gonna lie, ever. Ever, never. And they got a posse of them. But we got Brother Yaya on. Let's bring Brother Yaya on. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Brother Yaya, can you hear us?
Assalamu alaikum, Black Power. This is Brother Yaya.
Assalamu alaikum, Black Power.
Brother.
Keep on. Can everyone hear me?
You're sounding good. You're sounding good.
Wonderful. I'm grateful. So just wanted to send out that Dead Man's Trigger, so-called invitation. Put my head in the lion's cage, hoping to get a first-class flight. And if they do, come and pick me up. I'm going to refuse to speak, and this global microphone belongs to you, Honorable Crystal Muhammad. And I can defend myself. I'm just trying to deliver a message in regard to what is being destroyed in the genocide that is causing ethnic cleansing is what happens inside of the SeaWorld. Ethnocide and genocide is what happens to the rest of the earth. If I die and my sister dies, then an entire so-called village's memories die. So there are things that beyond SeaWorld and the destruction that is causing, when that consciousness becomes so-called household vocabulary, then that's when grandchildren and children may end up secretly looking at the memoirs of their ancestors due to the fact that you will not be able to reach for hand sanitizer. There's luminol in it. There's love. And I wanted to share that this is not about sexism. Sexism is a Eurocentric template. I would like to share with you about Wahan, the female warriors that never made it to the so-called historical records. And women, so-called warriors, because we as human beings haven't been defined as a sense of well-being, hasn't been defined as what we perceive as freedom, hasn't been defined, or what reparations is, hasn't been defined, and no one can define that for us. The moment someone attempts to define what reparations is for you and sets limits upon it due to how convenient the solutions are for them, checks, the meetings, the leather chairs, all of that. Here's the full circle. The circuit revealed of the ins and outs of what occurs to warriors on their way towards reaching liberation is getting stuck and imitating the oppressor. But those markets, these markets downloading vehicles in the exchange for a woman warrior's character, this memory that patriarchy was ex-colonization, is the thread holding on to all of the Pan-African memory that everyone is hoping to raise money and travel to go learn from. We will be gone. It's that serious. This is beyond SeaWorld. We are writing World Our Story. This is not sexism. In Wahan, women warriors destroyed centuries, thousands of years of colonization attempts written there in those records. An honorable Crystal Mohammed to the Pan-African consciousness of the planet of Earth outside of SeaWorld and what is being sold at the stands and the categorizations and important roles. It's beautiful to heal and it's wonderful to see our communities within the United States exercising a healthy self-esteem. However, all we're simply trying to say is that once you become aware that what we call the African diaspora cultures in Wahan, although still having memory of a matriarchal balance of power, a matriarchal led where women warriors lead, and the way that so-called colonial Catholicism entered, what it did to Wahan was force upon everyone this patriarchal Eurocentric template, the same one that we're finding right now in so-called family courts, right? And then, centuries later, returned in the shape of so-called Anglo-Saxon female feminists to criticize the males for adopting the Anglo-Saxon colonial white male control over women, in which was forced. But here is where all of you, the circuit has been revealed. If you are aware that the over performance of toxic masculinity, that our ability to protect our so-called straight rights? The fatherfuckers that nobody wants to talk about. No one wants to talk about the fatherfuckers because they threaten the masculinity, the Eurocentric Anglo-Saxon perception of what a male is that has been through colonization and so-called worse than slavery. Been downloaded into the minds of our warriors, of our families, of our fathers, of our grandfathers. Healing happens. Someone that will throw a bag over your head to protect an Anglo-Saxon perception of masculinity in order to protect it so that we keep the secret of the fatherfuckers that have been raping us, along with our mothers and along with our daughters. Look, Dave Chappelle was afraid to break the silence. He pretty much actually just laid it out just last year. He said, perhaps all of you think that I am homophobic because you don't know about my life, right? But that's not breaking the silence. You can't be a half-stepper. Breaking the silence means that masculinity is being able to tell the truth. And not fear the Anglo-Saxon white males' opinions, which are the ones that are writing the checks. So this circuit that has been revealed is not about sexism. It's not about anything other than the fact that we have gone to protect the rights of Anglo-Saxon white males' rights to explore their sexuality. So that's why we protect the rights of our warriors to express our wounds, because we are forensic evidence. Our toxic masculinity is forensic evidence. But once you are aware and you go and act it out, a white supremacist ideology in exchange for pulling a ship adjacent to a YouTube channel and pulling a plank over $10 a ticket. That's prolific. However, globally, and what it's doing is this. The Occupy movement died in Aboriginal memory. They came and asked, told them that you can't occupy an already occupied territory like our pasts, our presence, and our futures, the Aboriginal territories, the so-called colonies, plus the 50 states, or the bodies of our women warriors. Not on our watch, because we're listening. So Creator willing, and inshallah, we're hoping that President Joe Biden and the ropes that the Trump administration has left on the helm is accepted. And I'm going to stay silent because it is Africa, Pan-Africa, and the colonies that are going to speak. It is not I. And I hope, Creator willing, hope is a block where we come from. And I am grateful for the opportunity to be able to express this, that the moment we become susceptible and malleable, and someone comes and throws a bag over your head while you're trying to advocate for the safety of children by the police, the local state, and from here, I am going straight to Aboriginal memory and returning. I don't go into the fire and plan to come out. Well, I am in the fire. Honorable Crystal Muhammad is in the fire. Told everyone, shoot me in the head if I'm wrong. And that is not a suicidal tendency. All I have to do is breathe. It is the weapon. All I have to do is stay alive. And it is the most revolutionary act that I can do. Because their job is to assure that our warriors or men and women, our sons and daughters, do not get this memory, this threat that Honorable Crystal Muhammad holds. It's not about character. It's about looking beyond the walls, and that will wake you up. Coffee, no one wants. Alhamdulillah, all praises to the Creator. I'm grateful for this opportunity.
Black power, black power, black power.
Black power.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, you know, in your standing in defense, you know. And this is something that the brother has always done, you know, coming onto this broadcast, you know, and even, you know, before this, you know, when all of this was coming out, you know, as you talked about, you know, Sister Crystal, you know, making that strong pivot, let's not forget, you know, that throughout this year and the year previous to this, you know, that great plandemic, that great scamdemic, you know what I'm saying? And this has been the broadcast where we've all been able to hear the truth, real solutions, and get critical information, real deal solution, right? You know, we can't forget that, because while there's an information war and psychological operations being targeted at us, being targeted at our chairwoman, the information war and the propaganda war, of course, is continuing to escalate on the wicked vaccine campaign and the wicked COVID-19 pandemic. It's still in the air, you know. It's still something that the white man is using. It's biological and chemical warfare, along with the ethnic cleansing and genocide. You know, why don't we continue to remember these solutions? And let the record be clear. You tuned into this broadcast, right? New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. We did not let 1 minute go past before we began to dissect and break down and bring the scientific proof, truth, and information on the COVID-19 pandemic and the solutions to that. When we talked about boosting our immune systems and the different things like elderberry and echinacea and the garlic and the ginger and having a strong mentality when it comes to rebuilding our immune system in defense of this COVID-19, when we broke down the different stages of how the virus, the retrovirus, you know, goes into the body and eats at the cell, makes viral DNA. But the most powerful and the most important, you know, and the base solution that we gave was, along with building our immune system, along with wearing gloves and a mask, along with all the things we talked about, staying away from the white man, having a good physical fitness program, and, you know, weaning ourselves off of the meats and all of the different things that could possibly contain this virus, as it is natural in its natural state, but was made unnatural through the work of the wicked white man and the Chinese government. But we talked about that solution that we brought, a Paxlovid, the interferon, the alpha-2B, the low-dose interferon that we talked about, and we gave people directly where they could go to order the Paxlovid, which is on Dr. Aleem Abdul-Muhammad's website, draaleem.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, spelled doctor out the whole way, Aleem, A-L-I-M.com. Order the case of Paxlovid. You know, get this to help, because still, tragically, we continue to get reports. Those of us in our personal lives have had family members who are still being struck with this COVID-19, and some who have went out and taken the vaccine and have gotten sick from that, in fact, right? But we can't forget about that, right? Because while all of this is going on, we still have to protect ourselves against this biological warfare. We want to thank everybody who tunes into this broadcast every night. We remind you that in 10 minutes, we're going to take this thing on out, because in 10 minutes, we will be live on OC The Great TV. Go to YouTube, subscribe to the brother's page, OC The Great TV, and you'll catch us as we continue to expose the disinformation, as we continue to deal with the serious issues that need to be dealt with for our freedom and liberation. We want to thank Brother Yaya, who called in and made his stance in defense of all of the bull that's going on. Very spiritual brother. We thank all of our callers who call in here all the time and support the New Black Panther Party. Join the New Black Panther Party. You can do that online. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Join the new Black Panther Party for self-defense today. Send a donation our way. You can do it on Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. We're going to take this thing out. Tonight's broadcast has been very powerful. We'll continue. And on Monday, we will have a live stream, New Black Panther Party live stream. Subscribe to the New Black Panther Party's official YouTube page. And from there, you will be locked in into the revolutionary matrix, and you will be able to see the truth and proof of much of the great work that is being done. And we'll continue to expose the truth, right, in our principal stance of defense of our national chairwoman and this platform, again, which is in the same line of defending our people. And we say, as we exit this broadcast for tonight, Black power to all of our listeners. Tune in just a few minutes. We'll be live on OC The Great TV. Go to YouTube. Subscribe to OC The Great TV. Black power, family. Black power, comrade.
Religion keeps us divided. Politics keeps us divided as well.
Right.
A nigger Republican and a nigger Democrat. Nigger Republicans don't get along with nigger Democrats.
Right.
And nigger Democrats don't get along with nigger Republicans.
Right.
Economics keeps us divided. Socialism, communism, capitalism, imperialism, expansionism, globalism, globalization. There's so many ways to divide us.
Right.
Some of you say, when you talk about picking up the gun, we can't pick up the gun, the white man got a bigger gun. Well, yeah, he may have a bigger gun, but that's no reason for you not to stand up in self-defense and fight for your freedom and independence and take your God and your gun, your God and your gun to fight this cracker. You say, well, no, it's really economics. Economics. For food, I can say to you, if you got a dollar, the white man got a bigger dollar.
That's right.
He prints the dollar.
That's right.
He got the machine for the dollar.
Right.
Huh?
That's
some
right.
of you say, well, it's education.
Mm.
Education is going to get us free.
That's
not
right.
the gun.
That's
we need
saying.
To study. We need more books. We need education. Well, if you got a book, fool, the white man got a bigger book.
That's right.
The white man makes the book. The white man prints the book. Every little week. Excuse you come up with, the white man is in control. But when you are a revolutionary, when you are a guerrilla, when you are one who understands that your enemy has the upper hand, but you use whatever your enemy has, like David did a slingshot, and once he struck Goliath in the head, then he took Goliath's own weapon and chopped his damn head off with it. Don't be afraid of the white man's gun.
Right.
Don't be afraid of the white man's newspaper, his magazine. Don't be afraid of the white man's news cameras. Use them in a revolutionary way.
Right.
Don't be a fool, but use them in a revolutionary manner. We must have proper propaganda. We must be able to get our message out. We must be able to get our program and our platform out to the masses of our people who otherwise are not here today within these four walls, and many don't even know we met here today. So we must seize the time, whatever the time presents itself or avails itself,
right.
that we can get this message to the masses of our people, and the movement will grow because their knowledge of our struggle will grow.
You say you go to church?
You say you believe in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say before Moses could lead his people to the promised land, they had to go through the Red Sea.
That's right.
You thinking they crossed some water, waded through a puddle, and stepped over a pond, and they could swim a little bit. That's not what the hell the book is talking about. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad say the Red Sea represents war, bloodshed, and revolution.
That's right.
War, bloodshed, and revolution. Before you can get to the promised land, you got to go through war, bloodshed, and a revolution. Revolution is the solution.
All right.
Whatever you are, be a revolutionary.
That's right.
I don't give a damn what you are. Be a revolutionary.
Right.
You're a teacher? I teach. I'm an educator. Well, that's fine. We need some nigga educators. And we need some black ones, too.
That's right.
You're an educator? Be a revolutionary educator. Teach
revolution in the classroom. Take the subject matter of the curriculum and teach revolution with that subject matter. You say, well, I'm a doctor. Well, I'm a lawyer. Be a revolutionary lawyer.
Right.
Be a revolutionary doctor.
All right.
Be a revolutionary at whatever you do.
That's right.
You hip hop? Huh?
Yeah.
You rap? Be a revolutionary rapper.
Yeah.
Bust revolutionary rhymes.
Right.
That will uplift your people. You got them wearing their pants down halfway across the crack of their behind.
Right, right.
You got them showing their bras pulled way up here. You got them looking like damn fools all over the place. You got that kind of influence. You are holding up the damn revolution. If you got that kind of influence, put revolution on the minds of your people. Be a revolutionary rapper. Whatever you do, be a revolutionary. You say, I'm just a mother. You're not just a mother. You hold the future of the revolution in your arms. You hold the future of the revolution of your people close to your breast, close to your bosom. Be a revolutionary mother. Put revolutionary thoughts and ideas whispered in the ear of your baby. Sing revolution.
All my life I had to fight, nigga. All my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day that's equal. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I remember you was conflicted.